Continuing the conversation now at the Steve Gruber Show. By the way, if you ever missed a conversation and you want to go back to it, you can go to stevegruber.com, click on the podcast. Or if you just want to hear pure genius revisited, like for my next guest, well, then you go back to the podcast and you say, listen, friends, listen to her. She's just pure genius. Megan Barth, host of The Heat here on the Michigan Talk Network and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and so many other things. Megan Barth, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much.
Good to have you here.
Genius has entered the building.
By the way, good news in keeping score. Beto O'Rourke, Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, did not take LSD, despite early indications from his campaign launch that that was clearly a possibility. He now says no, he didn't take LSD, which makes me feel better about life in general. You?
I actually wish he did, because that might explain
a few things.
Some of the things we've witnessed over the last week.
Yeah.
I love President Trump because now all I see when I see Beto are his hands. Hands are flying around everywhere.
Good Lord. He looks like a jiu-jitsu cartoon gone mad. It is. He does. But he was flailing around and he's just, and at least Saturday Night Live got in on the fun too.
Yes, thankfully so. It's not just Donald Trump they want to beat up every week.
Correct.
But I wanted him to be on LSD when he was writing poetry about killing children, because that would have been at least an excuse and a bridge he could have fallen back on.
Yeah.
Maybe he was on LSD when he was part of the hacker club, when he was hacking his way in the cult of cows or something.
The cult of the dead cow. The cult of the dead cow. CDC, they like to call it in short around the hackers. The hacktivist world. That's the term, hacktivist.
Right. And then wasn't he like a furry in a band? So I mean, you add up.
Actually, he was in a woman's dress in the band. If you see the picture, he's actually wearing a woman. You know, maybe he was identifying as a woman. It's an old flowered dress, like a house dress. Whatever. I don't care about the punk rock. I don't care whether he did LSD or not. Of course, it would have explained a few things. What concerns me is his failure to grasp much of anything important. He got $6.1 million on the first day of the campaign. And you know what? Beto, if you're the man, if that's who the Democrats choose, let's have it. I mean, this guy, come on. Really? This is what you've got?
Right. And it's kind of like the low expectation, or the soft bigotry of low expectations, where he believes that if he can just identify as Hispanic, he's going to get the Hispanic vote.
Yes. He also spent the weekend apologizing because he's made a joke about his wife, you know, taking care of the children, mostly, that they raised their three kids sometimes with my help. Apparently saying sometimes with my help was so offensive to some that he had to, you know, apologize for that. I'm like, apologize for what? Because his wife is home more than he is when he's at Congress and so forth. I'm like, here it is. Not only will I not say that again, but I'll be more thoughtful going forward in the way that I talk about our marriage and also the way in which I acknowledge the truth of the criticism that I have enjoyed white privilege. That's what we need. We need somebody who's so ashamed of being white that they're going to run as a white male because they're so ashamed and self-loathing that we want them. I don't want that guy running anything.
Well, is he a white Hispanic? Like, we really have to break this down, because the first time I ever saw a white Hispanic was used by the left when they wanted to go after Trayvon Martin's killer.
Right.
They had to label him a white.
Well,
Hispanic,
now I see that, so. but that term is now used on, like, you know, are you Hispanic or white? I've seen that on forms that you fill out.
I really don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
So does Barack Obama, who has a white mother, does he have a sense of white privilege?
Is he a white African American?
Right. Yeah. See, I'm getting confused.
Which begs the question: if you immigrate to the United States from South Africa, but you're white, does that make you a white African American? I mean, seriously. And if you go to Canada, does that make you a white African Canadian? And if you go to Quebec, does that make you a white African French Canadian? I get confused by it all, you know.
Right. Well, what if you're a Muslim and you're half white? Well, then can we even talk about it?
No.
Can we not talk about
it? No, you can't. No, but no. Here's the crazy thing. I watched Jeanine Pirro's commentary. Her commentaries are always edgy. Her commentaries are always out there pushing the envelope. She asked a question. She didn't state anything. She says, does that show a propensity, or however she put it, of talking about Ilhan Omar wearing a hijab, as whether or not that shows a support for Sharia law, as she pointed out in the Quran 3359. And who knows? Fox News not commenting on it. But I think that Judge Jeanine should take the approach of Tucker Carlson. I'm not going to apologize for just having a conversation. I'm not going to do it. And good for Tucker.
Well, and hopefully it's good for Jeanine, too, because that's exactly what needs to happen. I think that the broader, much broader conversation needs to be specifically answered, these questions by Linda Sussour and other radical Democrat activists, Ilhan Omar, can Sharia and is Sharia compliant with Western civilization?
No.
And the right, that's the
no,
answer.
It's not.
But I'd like that question asked. And I think we should continue to ask that question without fear of reprisal. And so that question needs to be asked.
And let me qualify my answer. As written, as I understand it, as I have read it, Sharia law is certainly not compatible not only with American governance, but with any Western governance, because it places Sharia above English law, above common law, above the law that has dictated for us all of these years that you and I have been around.
Well, and in Sharia law, you certainly don't have a Bill of Rights, do you? In Sharia law, you don't necessarily have a freedom of religion. Tell me how many churches are built and being built currently in any dominated Islamic country in Turkey. A lot of churches, not really. Saudi Arabia, no. Nigeria, they're burning them down.
That's right.
So where can Christianity and Islam coexist? You know, they always love to talk about coexist.
I've got one answer for you.
Mm-hmm.
Israel.
Yes.
That's where it coexists, in a place where you have a functioning republic, a real republic, a functioning democracy. Israel is where it functions, where you have people that actually vote and you have free elections. That's where it works.
And so then you have to ask the question, and another question is, why do they want to destroy Israel so bad? They can freely practice their religion in their mosques in Israel. Well, why would then countries being call for the destruction of Israel? And why would we fund those countries, Barack Obama?
Well, that's a question. Or Saudi Arabia, for that matter, right?
Right. And so Ilhan Omar needs to be asked these questions. But what is happening and what continues to happen is we ignore the warnings of Christopher Hitchens, which said Islamophobia was created by fascists used by morons.
That's exactly right. And you know what? And we've got to leave it there. But you're exactly right. We have to be mindful. We have to be cognizant of what's going on around us. And we have to pay attention to voices like that of Megan Barth, founder and proprietor, ReaganBabe.com to find out more. ReaganBabe.com. You can also find out about the heat right here on the Michigan Talk Network. Megan, got to run.
Thanks, Steve.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Why's the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.